welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic
Woo-hoo!
Book.
How often does he do this?
Never. Remember the last podcast that we did?
All right, let's do this again. Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And our friend, Ellie.
Hello.
And we are on the third issue of this Grim Fairy Tales arc, issue number 8?
Yeah.
7, 8, 9. Issue 9. If you'd like to listen to the previous issues, check out our last two episodes, as well as episodes 70 through 75.
Actually, just listen to all of our podcasts. It'll make you happy.
Hopefully.
Or
it'll
us
make you happy.
Happy.
Yeah.
Just Joey, because he's the only one that actually pays attention to how many people listen to it.
Oh. Well,
I'm just here for the free beer.
Wait. That you provide?
Shit.
How many listeners do you have?
Yeah. I don't know.
6. And the 3 of us are included.
So we are doing, like I said, issue number 9 here, Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It was written by Joe Tyler and Ralph Tedesco. Pencils by Wellington Dias. Inks by
Adriano Honorato.
Thank you. Colors by Thomas and Tori Mason. And leathers were done by Art Monkeys. And this one starts out with this
Inside Outside Diner.
Yeah, we never did give clarification.
Okay, well, I think what it is he has to walk through the diner to get to the outside lobby or outside dining area.
Like
it's the counter. It could be one of those.
It looks like a serving counter to me.
There's
like condiments up there.
Okay, so here, how about this? How about they've got a garage door, sliding door type of opening thing?
Yeah, something like that.
That opens out, but then to get into like the little courtyard area where they got the tables at and stuff, you still have to walk through the main shop.
It's quite possible.
Because like if you look right here in the picture, it looks like there's a wall that goes up next to the.
Yeah.
So maybe, anyways.
Either way, there's an outside eating patio.
Yeah, they're in this coffee shop that's got like this outdoor patio,
mm-hmm. And this girl, we don't hear her name yet, but we'll just call her Goldie.
Yeah, and we cut to the little lunchroom. There's only two people: Goldilocks in a blue sweater, a dark haired woman in a red long sleeve shirt.
Yeah,
she's sitting there and she's contemplating. She's saying, no backing out this time. He deserves what's coming for him, for what he's put me through. So we're already just kind of like, what the fuck's going on?
Bow down before.
As she is sitting there, we then see this
douche.
Chad.
Pretty sure this guy is Dan, is his name. Either way, he's driving this sports car that doesn't know how to park because he's got a sports car, so automatically.
College
Actually, I was on my way over here, and I was following a, pretty sure it was like a 2010 Mustang, that apparently didn't know that you don't have to press the gas to the floorboard every time you start the car, but, it's whatever.
Back out of the driveway.
But yeah, it was just, oh look, open the road. Anyway, these two are having a conversation, and it's basically revealed that whoever she is with, we don't know if it's her husband,
or
if it's her dad. I'm going to assume husband because they look
when they first meet, 20s, they kiss each other.
30s. Well, these two are lovers. I can almost assume that.
Yeah. And they're talking about like, we can't kiss.
Are you talking about
Marty
McFly here?
Yeah. And Goldilocks. These two are in some sort of relationship. Obviously, they're holding hands and making out. Goldie herself, I don't know who. Because they're talking about this guy and how he's hurting her. And we even see she lifts up her sleeve and there's a handprint.
There's a burn mark where a hand...
Yeah.
Really. Yeah, it looks brutal.
Kalima.
nice. So either way, it could be dad. I'm going to go the high route and say dad.
I'm going to go the low route and say that she was a gold digger.
It would make sense with the story.
Gold digger and the three bears.
So after she lifts up the sleeve and they basically agree, all right, we're going to go take care of him. She hands Chad, Dan, the keys. And it's like, all right, he's Chad Dan. And, you know, he's taking a nap. He had a bad morning at the golf course. And he's like, okay, I'll take care of it. You know what you're going to do, right? When you get home, just say that. Don't tell the police that
you think he's dead. Say it looks like he's not breathing.
Yeah. Mm. And so then he leaves. She turns around.
Dramatic cut into Stella's face.
Yeah, as they're saying goodbye.
But she turns around and there's a book sitting on the table where the where Stella, who we know.
We know Stella. Yeah.
Had walked away. And she's like, Miss, excuse me, you forgot your book. And then she looks down, like, as she's literally taking the book to Stella to give it back to her, she looks down and sees Goldilocks in her bed. She's like, oh, I'm going to read this bitch's book before I read it.
Hey, magic, man.
Well, yeah, magic, definitely, because it's almost like the book is drawing her in.
Once upon a time.
This is a very different telling of Goldilocks.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe she was a maiden at all, first off.
Well, no, because she was engaged to somebody. So this tale, we have Goldilocks. She's
a hired hand.
There we go. That sounds better.
Like a farmer's market looking type of place.
Yeah.
And we get this guy, Mr. Lockett, who is very regal.
He looks like the old dude from Tekken.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like deja vu all over again.
So Mr. Lockett is basically trying to court Goldilocks.
He's like, what's up? I got a big...
Well, and it's funny because...
Make it a point later. Like, he's got this really dope staff that comes up to, like, shoulder height and is extremely regally dressed with gold buttons and trim on his clothes.
Yeah. The interesting thing of this all is Goldilocks is probably in her 20s. Mr. Lockett is well in his 50s, 60s. So, good on him for, you know, going out of his...
He's got that old man confidence.
Exactly.
Right? He's got that ODE, old dick energy.
Nice. As they are talking, though, Goldilocks' fiance walks up, Daniel Bard, and it kind of scares Mr. Lockett away.
Mm.
And
speak of the devil, and he shall appear.
But he's over here like, you know, Goldie, if you ever change your mind, you can come jump on my old dick.
I say, her fiance does kind of look like a Star Trek character for some reason.
And then he's got the hand up with
him. Oh, gosh.
That's fair. So... Dan and Goldilocks walk away, go to this tree, and they start talking. And apparently this is not the first time Mr. Lockett has asked Goldilocks to...
Bounce on his dick.
Come to his house.
Oh, yeah. Come to his house.
And so they had this plan in place if he ever asked her again. And the plan was basically say that, you know, Daniel left me, and now I want to come live here if you'll still have me. And so that's what they do. They put that plan into action. And
Goldilocks is still iffy about it.
Well, yeah, because she's worried.
Like, I don't know. She's like, it doesn't, you know, she's like, this doesn't seem like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the whole point of this plan is to basically rob him blind.
Yeah, kill him and then steal all his money.
But they're worried because there's a rumor. Yeah, there's a rumor that he's a powerful wizard. So.
So, Goldie walks up to the hat.
The gate opens and goes, Ree! Like,
King Ree?
It's a Pokemon.
King Ree Ree.
Ting, King Ree Tin. King Ree Tin.
Oh my gosh, maybe Lockett's an Asian mystic.
One of those horribly offensive ones from like the 80s. Oh!
You mean nowadays?
You mean anytime? It's
still now.
We're pretty sure everybody's still horribly offensive.
Mm-hmm. It is very... I'm not going to say convenient, but very interesting that the gates open and close by themselves.
Right.
Almost like magic.
No, dude, he literally pays two servants to stand there with the ropes. Off in the shadows.
They're hiding in the bushes with ghillie suits.
Oh, Jesus. But Goldilocks is given pause because she...
like bear paws?
Oh, my God.
Wasn't even intending that pun. That's great.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, no, she stops in front of these three giant bear statues.
And
Mr. Lockett shows up.
Oh, these are my protectors.
Quite. Oh my god.
They keep me safe.
Stop.
You can't do that.
Stop.
Stop.
God damn you.
Just do an old white man voice. Come on. Quite imposing statues, aren't they?
I was doing an old white man voice.
No.
Okay, anyways.
He says, these are the guardians. They basically guard my home.
A land far from mm-hmm. here.
And he's like, if you're here now, then that means that you're accepting my offer, correct? She's like, yeah. Like, what about your fiancé?
And she's like, you're right, he was just a big brute. He's like, giggity.
Like, we had a fight, and you were right. I like how all she says is, we had a fight. Mm-hmm. Doesn't elaborate at all.
And, we had a fight, and he died at the end.
And Lockett's like, somebody's getting their dusty dick wet.
Can't you come out inside and have a glass of lemonade?
Yeah, so they go inside, they start talking.
She's laid out on a bearskin rug.
A lot of bear things going on here.
So he's like, I'm an old man and I'm tired. Let me show you to your room and then I'm going to bed.
Well, before that, he asks her if she believes all the tales about him. And she's like, I don't know. Are they true?
Yes, my dick really is a foot long.
He's like, would you be frightened if I said yes?
And she's like, salivating a little.
Not about the dick, about the tails.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of bear skin rug.
But he doesn't... He also doesn't elaborate on anything. It's like, all right, bedtime. Go to bed, bitch.
Yeah. Another crazy part about the story is he's an old man, and it's midnight, and he has not been in bed for 6 hours.
Nice. So she wakes up at some point in the middle of the night.
I actually don't think she ever went to sleep.
That's possible, too.
She was just waiting to make sure that he was asleep.
Which all took all of, like 5 minutes?
Probably. Well, no, you know, he had to go.
Oh, 10?
Yeah.
Then she sneaks to the front gate to let Daniel in.
Mm. Well, she passes the bears first.
And the bears are...
Yeah, have the bears this are guarding in the house.
Menacing look.
No, that's just their statues. They're...
And then you've got Chad number two here. What was his name?
Daniel.
Daniel?
Yeah.
This guy's named Daniel.
Daniel's son.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And he's sitting there at the gate, you know, to this house. They're getting ready to steal things from him and kill somebody. And he's like, hey, baby, what's up? And she's like, dude, shh. And he's like, oh, come on, the old guy's asleep. And then she's like, seriously, yes, he's asleep. Why are you whispering? I'm scared. Keep it down. Ah, fuck it. It'll be fine, Goldie. There's nothing to worry about.
Sprints up, kicks the door in.
This is... I don't actually know where they're
at. A robbery.
Yeah. But yeah, he sneaks through the house and goes and kills Mr. Lockett.
Okay, when he comes walking out and he's wiping the knife off, does he not look like he just killed Gordon Ramsay on the chef show?
He looks kind of evil.
That'll teach that bitch to tell me my food is undercooked.
Who's got
What am I? I'm an idiot sandwich.
Oh, gosh. Where's the
Now
sauce?
Who's the idiot sandwich? Because the shirt that he's got on looks like a fucking chef's vest. Yeah.
So is he the chef for the Enterprise? USS Enterprise?
It's just like, what would you like? I want, you know, like a sandwich. Okay, walk over to the replicator. I'd like to get a sandwich with mustard and cheese on it.
Nice.
Anyway, so he walks out after, you know, he's killed him, mm-hmm. wiping the blade off, and Goldilocks got this, you know, kind of sad, worried look on her face.
They then go to the treasure room and
start hauling out,
yep.
you know, gold. And
this kind of goes back to greed. Jack and the Beanstalk. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about greed.
I'm going to go back and get the last bag.
Like, you already got...
Two huge bags.
Well, it's two, and if not more, because I think there might be like three or four bags in the cart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, I'm not going to stay by the cart by myself. So they go walking up. But before they could actually leave, she sees...
They're gone.
She sees the statues missing. And then we see the three bears... attacking Daniel and ripping out his entrails.
Like, yeah. Literally.
It's very great. Awesome. Gory.
And then we go back to the real world, and our protagonist, Goldie, wakes up, kind of. Like, she has the exact same face that the story Goldie has just
right before
she gets
attacked by the bear.
And she's like, all right, cool. I gotta go. So she's rushes to her car. She's trying to call her boyfriend, lover, whatever, who's also named Dan, Chad. And rushes to the house, but she can't get a hold of him. And as she comes in, she sees...
Bruce.
Now, hold on. I don't think he's dead. I just think he's not breathing. there's a trail of blood right there. How can you not assume that he's not dead?
It's soaked into the bed and rolling over dumbass on the floor.
Anyway, he botched that real bad.
Oh, yeah.
So, but she goes to see Bruce, their husband, dad. And he's dead. And as she goes to look around the house, she finds Chad Dan in the backyard with a bunch of claw marks on it. And he's dead. Blood everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Before she can do anything else, she gets attacked by bears. Last panel is Sela picking the book back up, and
I guess some lessons are learned just a little too late.
You know, what was it say here? For every act committed, there are consequences that must be faced. Consequences that can be dire. Everyone thinks they deserve
bears.
Yeah. Everyone thinks they deserve a second chance. Not everyone gets one. I guess some lessons are learned, are just learned too late. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this grim fairy tale story.